The fourth aliyah of Parshas Vayikra begins with the language Vim Zevach Shlamim Karbano, and the Gemara Maseches Vachim on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph derives from here that the Karban has to be L'shem Shlamim, and this is one of the sources for the idea of the Karban being L'shma. And this is one of the many details that needs to be kept in mind when a carbon is brought. The Gemara in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Mevav Medbeis tells us that there are actually six things that are required in terms of the intentionality of the carbon: L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoach. Tosfos stands in the beginning of Zvachim that only two of those are crucial. The idea of Shinoi Hashem, that if one would have in mind a different type of korban, or Shinoi Bailim, a different bringer of the korban. Only those two would disqualify the korban. And the Rambam understands that all of them are crucial. In terms of the disqualification, the Mishnah actually says in the beginning of Zvachim that Kol Zvachim Shinizbechu Shalol Lishman Ksherim, so the korban would actually be valid, but the Mishnah goes on to say Elish Shalol Bailim L'shem Chova, so they would not accomplish their intended obligation, even though they would be valid, with the exception of Pesach and Chatas. And the Mishnah tells us that the opinion of Rav Shimon Achi Azariah is that machshava for a korban with higher kedusha is sufficient, while apparently that indicates that the Tanakhama's view is that a korban needs its specific kavana and will not be ola l'shem chova, even if the kavana is for a korban with greater kedusha. The Shagas Arya notes that this is surprising because that distinguishes it from the halacha by lishma for a sefer Torah and the like. And as later Sfarim explain, apparently the machshava of lishma here is different than that which we talk about in regards to sefer Torah and mezuzah. Here, this is an integral part of the nature of the carbon itself. We also find that regarding korbanos, there is a halacha of stama lishma, prompting a discussion among the Achronim as to what exactly the nature is of the obligation of a machshava lishma. Is it that the korbanos require actively a machshava lishma, and that is the presumption until one has a machshava otherwise? Or is it that a machshava shelo lishma is a disqualifying effect? This is a question that was debated between the Brisker Rav and others. The Kesef Mishnah interprets the view of the Rambam to be that the Korban Pesach does not have the notion of Stama Lishma, and others disagreed with that. And regarding the disqualification L'shem Chova that comes from Machshava Shelo Lishma, the Gemara tells us later on, actually in Maseches Menachos, that there is a dispute as to whether this effect takes place if the machshava is unintentional. It's called Akira Batos, and the conclusion is that Akira Batos Lav Shmei Akira, that it only has this effect if it is a intentional machshava Shelo Lishma. It's also a debate among the Rishonim and Zvachim and Bav Metzia and elsewhere as to whether machshava means literally machshava as in thought, or whether it has to be verbalized in order to have the disqualifying effect. Regarding the word shlamim here, the Taras Konim tells us that it comes from the phrase shehakol shalom, because everyone gets a part of it. Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht would often discuss in his sichos that this is one of the major themes of the Torah, that Kedusha is something which allows for a merger of the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, and that is a distinctly Jewish concept, and that is why non-Jews who bring Karbanos only bring an Ola that is completely consumed, as compared to a Shlamim, which human beings are able to partake of as well. There could be additional implications of the phrase shlamim. The Gemara Maseches Zvachim and Daf Tzadites Amud Beis tells us that an onen is not mishaleach his korban, and that is because he is not bishalom. So it seems to be that there the word has a different connotation regarding his state of mind, and Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch understands that shalom means to be feeling that nothing is missing, and therefore an onen is not in that state of mind and is removed from the concept of a shlamim. Regarding the words hu makriv, here the Taras Konim comments that only an individual can bring a korban adava, and a sibur does not bring a korban adava. This impacts also the concept of a tefillah. When a tefillah is a nadava, and the question of whether that voluntary prayer is patterned after the nadava of a korban that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, because that would also have ramifications for the question of whether a tefillah's nadava could have a formulation in tzibur also. In the next pasuk, we read about the halacha of smicha, v'samach yado al rosh korbano. The halacha here is that smicha has to be b'kol kolcho, with all of one's strength. And Rabbi Tzalel Radinsky has a sicha about this in his Mishkan B'Tzalel, where he compares this to other halachos in which we have a interaction between our effort and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim. And this is also part of the message that we've seen earlier, that we are supposed to do everything that we can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets us with his nisim, and this is a joint relationship. He also comments about the next words, Pesach Ohal Moed. The Gemara Masech Zvachim and Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis tells us that a karban that is shechted before the doors are open is pasul. It's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether that applies only to the Shlamim, it's a view of Rashi, or Tosfos' view that applies to all the Korbanos. Rav Radinsky notes regarding this, that this is true, even though we have a concept of makriv and afal pish ein bias, so we could have a valid Korban even if the weren't any doors at all. So apparently the message here is specifically that there is a holiness from the Mishkan that's supposed to exude outward, and therefore that has to be present when that's a possibility. And that's also something that we found with the windows, where it's an unusual formation. Normally when you have a house, you may have a disparity that they may be smaller on the outside and broader on the inside to allow more light to spread out on the inside of the house. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they were the other way around. Then you had them smaller on the inside and bigger on the outside, because the whole theme is sending light from the inside going outward. And that's also the message of the Salacha as well. To go to the end of the Aliyah, we read about the Chelev, Kol Chelev LaHashem, and Pasuk Yizayin tells us, Chukas Olam L'Dor Osechem, B'chol Moshe Osechem. And the Noda Behuda has a tshuva, this is in Chelek Orachayim, in Tinyana, in Simen Pei Zayin, where he talks about the meaning of this phrase in the Torah and all the times it appears, Chukas Olam, and he goes through all of the various repetitions of this phrase, and he explains that this doesn't necessarily mean for always, but rather it means, refers to specifically the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Beis Olamim, and therefore he understands that this pasuk is telling us that Chukas Olam is a reference to the Haktaras Chelev, and that applies in the Beis HaMikdash as well. And L'Dor Osechem is telling us about the Isser of Achilas Chelev, which applies even in Chutz La'aretz.